It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Julie Lavender is a jazz musician and host of the public radio show Dream Farm Radio, which brings jazz musicians to perform at her renovated barn in Hollis, New Hampshire. Julie, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you.
And let's hear some of the music that you brought us. This is a trio led by harmonica player Roni Eitan with guitarist Shakar El Natan and percussionist Keita Agawa. This is the song King's Highway. Now, the instrument that sounds kind of like a kazoo is actually...
Don't say that to Roni.
Right. Well, it's a microtonal harmonica. What is that?
Check it out. Now, look, I'm not an expert. I'm just fascinated. Okay, so this there's a series of instruments I'm becoming aware of that are called microtonal instruments. So microtones are any different pitch that is distinctly smaller than a semitone in your basic Western scale. So if you divide the regular scale that we're aware of up into the octaves into 12 parts, microtones are actually smaller divisions. Huh. And to my ear, sometimes they might sound like somebody bending a note in a blues riff, but they're actually separate notes. And that carries so many implications, it makes my head explode. But you can hear the sound of that when Roni plays this microtonal harmonica built just for him.
And there's a world music sound in here as well. Where are these guys finding their influences?
Well, Roni and Shakar are from Israel, and I'm not exactly sure where Keita is. But yeah, you've got North Africa, Andalusia, and Israel, and beyond.
Well, up next we have Max Ridley's Basement Show Philharmonic performing the Johnny Mercer song, Dreams. Tell us about this one.
Well, you might be wondering why I included this. It's because it's an example of synergy jazz, which is what we do, which is lots of influences that play well in the sandbox with jazz and jazz musicians. And so here what you've got is a very inventive bass player and composer that has a group that features violin, voice, trumpet, sax, drums, harp, bass, space machine, and feet, because he often collaborates with a fellow named Ian Berg who tap dances through his music. I don't know if you could hear that tapping sound,
yeah.
But they're actually using the feet as an instrument, and it's super fun to have all of these things kind of unfolding in one piece, you know, right there in the barn, kind of blowing my mind. But they also are so serious about bringing all these different influences into a jazz standard or a personal composition.
And what is a basement show philharmonic?
Well, I think that's his, you know, his wink and nod humor toward a group of musicians that can't wait to get together and develop new things in his basement. And I heard it and I thought, well, then come to my barn. So we actually called the show like the Barn Philharmonic. Super fun.
Barns and basements, they're kind of like each other.
Right. I didn't have a garage band phase, so it's a barn phase for me.
All right, well, let's hear some more. This is the piece Inseguranza from the Makayu Chamber Jazz Trio. Thank you. And you can hear some Thelonious Monk in there, some classic jazz trio sounds. But what else are you hearing in this piece?
Well, they've got Eastern Europe going on down there. They've got they're fantastic classical players. Maxim Lubarsky is on the piano, Catherine Bentz on the cello, and Yulia Musayelyan. She's the flautist, and she is also the band leader and a fabulous composer. All of them are. And so they have a discipline that is really stunning, but also they really have the freedom to improvise so beautifully that they soar and flutter across any landscape of whether it's jazz voicings, classical voicings, or folkloric traditions. They've got it all going down. And you can hear there's sort of a refined excellence as well as playfulness in everything that they do.
How did you find them?
Well, I love the work of Maxim Lubarsky. He's been on my program a number of times, and he actually collaborated on some of my work. And so I keep my ear to the ground whenever I hear he's doing anything. And then through him, I met Catherine Bent, who's been on the program with her Brazilian music trio. And then Yulia is a new friend for me, and what a treat.
Okay, well, next we have a medley of songs from the Venezuelan Project. Now, this is a group of recent immigrants to the United States. Tell us more about the Venezuelan Project.
What intrigued me was the instrumentation. Eduardo Betancourt plays the Venezuelan harp. It's prominently featured, and it's just gorgeous sound. Then we've got Carlos Capacho on the cuatro, which is the best of guitar and ukulele all rolled into one fabulous little instrument. You've got Josu Ortiz on piano, Ali Tovar on bass, and Alexis Soto on percussion. So you have Latin jazz sounds and the uniqueness of their instruments that I think are really charming and captivating. So there's a total win here with these guys.
And this is a medley, so the song shifts entirely about halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's three things you're going to hear. Merenguissimo by Josu Ortiz, Blue Ensemble by Carlos Capacho, and Pajarillo, which is a Venezuelan folk song.
What is it about being in a barn that changes the music, or does it?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, this barn was renovated, and before we arrived, it's got these, I mean, literally soaring posts and beams in this huge upper level. And so the musicians would be downstairs, and we would have all neighbors and friends crammed in and children hanging over the banisters. And in between songs, I would interrupt, and I would say, ask your questions. And the people who would think they didn't like jazz would be asking these jazz musicians about what they did and how they did it. And people that I know behind the scenes who were sharing their art and music were opening up in a way that they wouldn't have if it was just another gig somewhere where no one cared, where family wasn't present, and where they were just oral wallpaper, you know? And so at the barn, we stop, we listen, and we break it down so that art is accessible, music's accessible.
That's Julie Lavender, a jazz musician and host of the public radio show Dream Farm Radio. Julie, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And you can hear all of our DJ session picks at hereandnow.org.